From Tidbits on October 4th, 2010, this is Stuff It Deluxe 2011 Adds Destinations by Adam C. Engst. Keeping with its traditional schedule, Smith Micro has released Stuff It Deluxe 2011, the latest version of the long-standing compression and archiving suite of programs. Not surprisingly, the core functionality of the product remains unchanged, so it continues to be able to create archives in a variety of different formats and expand many more. Stuff It Destinations. The main new feature in Stuff It Deluxe 2011 is the addition of the Stuff It Destinations application to the suite. Where the Stuff It Archive Manager application that appeared in Stuff It Deluxe 11 back in 2006 remains for locating and working with archives on your hard disk, Stuff It Destinations now provides a dock-like drag-and-drop target for creating and expanding archives. It's actually not quite right, since people don't really think, I want to compress this file and then send it via email. Instead, we think, I'd like to send this stuff to a colleague via email. The whole compression step is something that's a good idea with large files and is necessary if you're sending a bunch of files. But let's face it, it's a detail no one really needs to think about these days. So Stuff It Destination provides a floating set of customizable tiles, each of which can correspond with a particular destination for the files dropped on it. For each tile, you specify a destination, packaging, and notification options. There's also an expander tile for expanding anything dropped on it, and you can create multiple expander tiles with different settings. Destinations can include a local file, a CD or DVD, Smith Micro's Send Stuff Now service, MobileMe, FTP, a disk image, and email, which is currently hard-coded to Apple Mail. Matthew Covington of Smith Micro tells me the next minor update will work with whatever the default mail client is. Some of the destinations, such as MobileMe, FTP, and Send Stuff Now, require additional configuration information, such as login details and destination directory. On the packaging side, each tile can archive files in Stuff It 10 or ZIP format, either plain or encrypted, tar with BZIP2, or a disk image. And you can be notified of task completion via either Growl or email. Once you've configured your destination tiles, using Stuff It Destinations is trivial. You either drop a file or folder on the desired tile, or click a tile and choose a file or folder from the open dialog. If you don't like the order the tiles are in, command-drag them to rearrange. You can even see a video demonstrating Stuff It Destinations on YouTube. There's one other tweaky option for each destination tile. Control-click it and you can set up a compression filter that enables Stuff It Destinations to pick and choose among the files dropped on it. So, for instance, you could set up a compression filter to ignore .txt filename extensions, and if you then dropped a folder containing JPEG and text files on the associated destination tile, Stuff It Destinations would create an archive containing only the JPEGs. For people who distribute a lot of files to myriad locations, Stuff It Destinations could be an extremely welcome workflow aid. If you don't have the screen real estate to keep it running at all times, you can create a droplet that performs the same task as the tile. As with the compression filter, control-click the tile and choose Create Droplet. Droplets created with previous versions of Stuff It aren't compatible with Stuff It Destinations and will need to be recreated. Lacking from this iteration of Stuff It Destinations is any way to extend it beyond its built-in capabilities. For instance, I've created some rather complex automated workflows for zipping, renaming, and uploading Take Control ebooks to various online destinations. If I were to use Stuff It Destinations in a big way, I'd like to be able to integrate automated workflows into destination tiles as well. And realistically, if you're an automator power user, you can probably replicate most of what Stuff It Destinations does in automated workflows. Other new features. Although Stuff It Destinations is the marquee new feature in Stuff It Deluxe 2011, there are other changes worth noting. First, Stuff It Deluxe 2011 now comes with installers for both Mac OS X and Windows and includes a 3-seat license. So if you need to use Stuff It Deluxe on Windows at work or in a virtual machine, you don't need to buy a separate version. Second, better, faster compression. Smith Micro says that improvements in the Stuff It 10 format make for faster compression when working with large files and multiprocessor machines, along with better compression overall. Of course, because Stuff It 10 is proprietary, it's best used only for internal or otherwise controlled situations. Finally, 64-bit support. Apparently, 64-bit support provides a slight performance boost, particularly if there's a lot of RAM available, but it's really just about keeping current with Mac OS X. System requirements and known issues. Stuff It Deluxe 2011 requires Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard or later. The iPhoto export plugin requires iPhoto 8.0 or later, otherwise known as iPhoto 09. And the Aperture export plugin requires Aperture 2.0 or later. To use the Mac Fuse plugin or Growl Notifications requires that you install those utilities. However, there's some gotchas. Smith Micro ran into an OS-level problem that prevents some components from working properly in Leopard, including the Stuffit contextual menu, the Stuffit Spotlight plugin, and the Stuffit Quick Look plugin. They're working with Apple to resolve the problem and will release an update when possible. Until then, if you need those features in Leopard, you can contact Smith Micro Tech Support for a new build that should work. In macOS 10.10.6 Snow Leopard, contextual menus no longer work, so the Stuffit contextual menu isn't available. But Magic Menu in the menu bar provides the same functionality. The lineup. As always, there are three levels of the Stuffit family. Stuffit Deluxe includes everything for $49.99 or $29.99 for an upgrade. In comparison, the $29.99 Stuffit, previously called Stuffit Standard Edition, and $14.99 to upgrade from a previous edition, has all the basic features, including Stuffit destinations, but lacks the capability to browse archives, add and remove files from existing archives, rename or extract single files from within an archive, work with online services, and optimize compression of MP3 and PDF files. It also lacks the iPhoto and Aperture export plugins and Automator actions. As always, Stuffit Expander remains free for anyone who just wants to expand Stuffit archives, encrypted zip archives, and many other formats. In my testing, Stuffit Destinations has worked as promised, and the core of Stuffit Deluxe continues to work fine as well. So is it worth the upgrade? For someone who deals with only the occasional archive, almost certainly not. But such people likely aren't buying Stuffit to begin with. Those who live and die by Stuffit are using it multiple times a day, every day, and for them, if Stuffit Destinations can save a few minutes of creating and uploading archives, it's probably worth the upgrade fee. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, Econ Technologies, and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and it's interesting, people who think that Stuffit Deluxe has kind of served its purpose many, many years ago and doesn't really have any utility in the modern world are often folks who relied on it, like we all did back in the day when there was no other compression software like the built-in zip archiving in Mac OS X. But what they often don't realize is there really are people who just have to move files around all over the place all the time, and having a tool like Stuffit Deluxe is just essential for them. So the audience for Stuffit Deluxe has changed a lot, but that doesn't mean that Stuffit Deluxe itself is not really, really relevant still.